Yeah.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's a brand new week. It's June 1st. I turned 57 years old this month. Could you believe it? I'm pushing the envelope every single day for what a 57-year-old can do. And we've got lots of great shows planned all week long. We're starting off with a great show for Monday. First, we're going to talk about the decoy protein that can reverse rheumatoid arthritis. And this is a really, really good discussion because there's a lot of people out there with autoimmune disorders, and rheumatoid arthritis is growing in population. Then, because many of you are asking for more shows on training, we're going to do a special episode of the Get Strong Show with Coach Wade Johnson today, talking about how you can combine powerlifting and Olympic lifting, a hybrid program for strongman training. Coach Johnson is actually doing this with some clients, and you can do the same thing in your own gym. Want to remind everybody that our title sponsor is All American EFX Sports and All American Pharmaceuticals. We have lots of great offers going on right now at superhumanradio.com. If you go there, there's several banner ads. Check them out. They are a major contributor to making the show what it is now, going into our 10-year anniversary is November of this year. So very exciting. I want to welcome to the show Dr. Karen Duty. How you doing, Dr. Duty?
Hi. Good, thank you.
You are over at the, let's see here, I had it written down here a second, a Division of Cellular Biology, La Jolla Institute for Allergy and Immunology. La Jolla, for those of you who don't know, it's a terrible place to live, terrible, I say. It's
the
only probably,
terrible.
Yeah, the best place to live in the United States is probably La Jolla, California. And I say that sincerely. What generally does your group work on over there? I know this is a multi-centered study we're going to be talking about, but your particular group, what do you focus on?
Our lab studies a group of proteins called protein tyrosine phosphatases. And these enzymes are very important for cellular signaling. So basically, messages that the cell can take from outside and internalize and then cause some effect within the cell or other cells, for example. We study this group in relation to autoimmune disease, and for sure one of our interests is in rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay, so this particular study, you looked at a particular decoy protein. And, you know, when we talk about proteins, it gets very confusing. The average person thinks of protein as, oh, we're talking about eggs and beef and stuff like that. No, proteins are messages in a bottle. They have a syntax. The endoplasmic reticulum assembles them in certain ways. Amino acids in certain orders are messages. They communicate intercellularly, correct?
Yes. There's many types of different proteins. There's proteins like these phosphatases that actually convey messages within the cell. There's also proteins that are more like building blocks that actually can help cell structure. So depending on what message is encoded in that protein, they can do many different things, yeah.
Okay. So what questions were you trying to answer with this particular study that you just performed?
So as I mentioned, we're very interested in protein tyrosine phosphatases and how they can regulate messages, and we like to look within autoimmune diseases. We were also interested in a particular cell type in rheumatoid arthritis. These are the synoviocytes. These are cells that line the joints and help provide lubrication normally, but they can become very activated and very aggressive during rheumatoid arthritis, and they are the actual cells that cause joint damage. There's nothing actually in the clinic to target these. So what we wanted to do, this was a previous study done in our group, they actually screened all the phosphatases in synoviocytes from rheumatoid arthritis patients. And they actually identified some that are very highly expressed. So when we first started this project, our initial question was, we discovered this RPTP sigma, which is the protein that we're discussing in our paper. This is very highly expressed in patients. And so our first obvious question was, well, why? What is it doing in these cells in arthritis? And so we basically took it from there. We wanted to look at what we know about synoviocytes during arthritis. They can do many different things. The key things would be they actually promote inflammation, but they can also cause cartilage damage through many mechanisms. They can release enzymes that break down cartilage.
Mm-hmm.
They can also move around, invade the cartilage. So we basically looked at each of these properties and saw what is this gene affecting.
Now, generally when the body has an enzyme that's designed to, like in this case here, break down cartilage, in the normal human being, there might be a legitimate reason why the body wants to render what is trapped in that synovocyte for some reason, maybe for some other process that is needed. But in those who suffer from autoimmune disorders, these types of unique situations become commonplace, and we have an erosion almost of the chondrocytes,
sure.
Right?
Yeah. Definitely of damage to chondrocytes, but also mostly the extracellular matrix. So there's very proteoglycan rich, which proteoglycans are proteins with sugars attached to
right.
them. And I'll get into this later because this is very important for our study. This is a major component of the structure of the cartilage. And these definitely are degraded and lost. And unfortunately, it's very hard. Unlike, for example, sometimes bone, cartilage, once you lose it, it's very hard to rebuild it.
Yes.
So that's why we really wanted to try
preserve.
To preserve. Yeah.
Yeah.
Try to treat these cells that are actually damaging the cartilage.
So describe what you did in this particular study.
Okay, so we identified our gene, RPTP sigma, and first we wanted to look at, first thing you do is what is known about this protein, because this could help us, you know, guide us to what we're going to do. So RPTP sigma has actually been in the literature a lot lately for a very interesting reason. It's very highly expressed in the central nervous system. And there have been a few studies a few years ago that showed that, for example, in mice that lack this protein, they're able to regenerate their spinal cord, which unfortunately, as we know, we humans can't do.
Right.
And they found that this was because during spinal cord damage, you get a scar on the spinal cord, and it's very rich in one proteoglycan, which is chondroitin sulfate. And they found that chondroitin sulfate actually inhibits neurons from extending and growing. And they found that if you remove PTP sigma, the neurons can actually go through it. So this this process of interaction of the phosphatase with different proteoglycans has been called the proteoglycan switch.
Mm.
And that was very interesting to us. To see, since the joint is so rich in proteoglycans, we were wondering, does its interaction with proteoglycans in the joint cause changes in these synoviocytes? And maybe the proteoglycan switch is actually existing in arthritis and could be responsible for something. So the first thing we did was look at the response of synoviocytes to chondroitin sulfates, because we know that this can actually block neuronal extension or migration.
Okay.
So we did this in synoviocytes. These are cells that we take from the joints of rheumatoid arthritis patients. And definitely chondroitin sulfate did decrease their normal migration. We also found that it decreased invasion. And so we were very interested that, okay, this.
So wait,
this
just to be clear. So
mm-hmm.
In layman's terms, the mm-hmm. chondroitin sulfate slowed the degradation, you're saying?
It slowed the actual movement of these cells that would normally move around and invade cartilage.
Okay, and is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a good thing because normally these cells shouldn't move, but during arthritis they get activated and they will move a lot and crawl over the cartilage.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And so what was the next step now that you realized that the chondroitin sulfate was having this beneficial effect?
Mm-hmm. So we knew that chondroitin sulfate was working by, and again, this sort of interaction and competition was previously described. We know that it does this by binding to our phosphatase. The phosphatase actually has a part that's expressed on outside of cells. It does this by competing with a proteoglycan that's usually on the surface of cells, heparin sulfate. So there's a competition, and we knew that if you could harness this, this could be a really interesting therapeutic. If you could have some biologic agent to compete this interaction on the surface of cells, like chondroitin sulfate, for example, that would be really interesting. So what we did was we used a piece of the RPTP sigma protein. This is the piece that binds heparin sulfate, and this is known as a decoy receptor approach. So by using just that little piece, and it doesn't contain any other pieces that would actually affect signaling inside the cell, you can actually kind of bind up the heparin sulfate so that now PTP sigma is free. And in our case, it seems to be activated. And now it can relay messages that, in the end, decrease migration. And indeed, we did find that this decoy protein actually did decrease migration of the cells. And, of course, attachment to cartilage. You can do all this in vitro or just on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
We then moved to preclinical models of rheumatoid arthritis. And also we found that this protein does decrease arthritis severity and joint damage.
And the protein we're talking about is heparin sulfate, right?
The proteoglycan on the surface that PTP sigma binds is heparin sulfate. And so we used a piece of PTP sigma to bind the heparin sulfate so that it would release the actual PTP sigma.
Okay.
So it's kind of a competition.
Okay. All right. So the decoy protein itself is PTP sigma or heparin sulfate?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the PTP sigma.
Okay. And the PTP sigma, its relationship to chondroitin sulfate, just for clarification, because I guess I'm getting a little confused here as well.
Yeah.
Its relationship to chondroitin sulfate is?
So heparin sulfate and chondroitin sulfate, these are two proteoglycans. They compete with each other for binding sigma.
Okay.
So chondroitin sulfate has certain properties that it's able to bind PTP sigma, release it from the other proteoglycan, and for some reason when it binds to chondroitin sulfate, for example, it's more activated. It can do its thing. It can decrease migration. It also can block neuronal extension, for example.
What would another alternative been? So in vivo, if someone is experiencing the damaging effects to chondrocytes from arthritis or rheumatoid arthritis, and is another option just to give the body more chondroitin sulfate so that you can overcome the binding effects of this this process?
Yeah, so the nice thing about biologics, so using a decoy protein, is it's extremely specific. I know that a lot of people actually take chondroitin sulfate, and there's a lot of anecdotal evidence, especially for osteoarthritis.
Right.
People really find it's beneficial. The problem in looking at its clinical use is that, first of all, it's very it's still not known how or why it works. Also, chondroitin sulfate has other effects, and it can actually affect, for example, different parts of inflammation. So the attractive thing about our decoy protein is that using different experiments, we found that treating these cells does not affect inflammation.
Okay.
And at first you might say, well, that doesn't sound that great, but the thing is we have really, really great therapies for people with rheumatoid arthritis that affect the immune system, and that's great. It helps the inflammation. But there's a lot of patients that have relapses, and so you can't add on another anti-inflammatory, for example,
gotcha.
Because then you're going to get immune suppression. So we wanted to find something that we know is specific, that will not affect inflammation, that we can now combine with conventional therapies.
Okay. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, let's talk mm-hmm. more about heparin sulfate. How's that sound?
Sure.
All right, so
sure.
Stay tuned. We're talking right now with Dr. Karen Duty. We're talking about a decoy protein that can actually reverse rheumatoid arthritis. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to Primal-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
get everything right, and I want you to. I get everything right, I'm not playing rude. I get everything right, I get up and swing. You make me sing.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Karen Duty. We're talking about a decoy protein that may actually be able to reverse rheumatoid arthritis. And it's an important discussion. We're going to get deeper into this discussion now about heparin sulfate, which, you know, I was really thrown there, Dr. Duty, because I know what heparin is, which is an anticoagulant that they use.
Yeah.
And so I had to kind of dig into some information about heparin sulfate.
Mm-hmm.
And very, very interesting. So what is the relationship between heparin sulfate and N-acetyl-D-glucosamine and D-glucuronic acid, which one molecule of each of those makes up something that's very popular right now, which is, why can't I think of it? It's synovial fluid is made of, oh, my God, I can't believe I just drew a blank. You know what I'm talking about. It's large molecular weight supplement that people are taking right now. Why can't hyaluronic acid? I'm sorry. Hyaluronic acid.
Okay. Oh,
thank
okay.
you.
I didn't
wow.
know if you were
I feel like a schmuck. One molecule of D-glucuronic acid and one molecule of N-acetyl-D-glucosamine it takes to make hyaluronic acid. And it seems to be a relationship with heparin sulfate in there somewhere.
I'm not familiar that people actually take that. But yeah, heparin sulfate just refers to a type of modification on these proteoglycans. There's many, many different types, that's the thing. So depending on the different components and the organization of them, there's many, many types. There's heparin sulfate proteoglycans floating around, and then there's also heparin sulfate proteoglycans on the surface of cells, kind of anchored in the membrane. What we were studying was actually ones that were on the membrane. And so we actually, there's about 10 family members that would be on these cells. And we actually dug a little deeper and found that it was these that Sigma was interacting with.
Uh-huh.
So basically on the same cell, you have Sigma, and it was a heparin sulfate proteoglycan called Syndican-4. And this was the one that basically is the interaction that's keeping Sigma sort of what we think inactivated and allowing cells to migrate. So we did this by removing the Syndican-4 in cells, and we actually lost the ability of the decoy protein to reduce migration. So there are other heparin sulfate proteoglycans sort of floating around in the synovial fluid.
Mm-hmm.
The one that we think is responsible is actually on the cell surface.
Okay, so are there things in nature that contain this form of heparin sulfate?
I'm sorry, which form? The Syndican-4?
Yeah, this form of heparin sulfate. Can we find this in supplemental dietary forms right now? In other words, is it out there maybe in a way that people could utilize it maybe and see some benefits from its consumption?
Not that I'm aware that would be actually biologically active, or at least that you could really prove is biologically active.
Mm-hmm.
They're basically on the surface of all of our cells. I'm really not aware of
okay.
if you could isolate it and actually, you know, be useful for depending on especially what action you want it to perform, but not that I'm aware of.
So how can we take advantage of this research? So do you see a pharmaceutical therapy, maybe intra-articularly injected heparin sulfate occurring?
Yeah, so in our preclinical models, we were definitely using systemic administration. So that would be, for example, like some of the other arthritis biologics, for example, by IV or injection. We definitely, that's our goal, is to provide something that could be taken to the next level to the clinic. In a broader sense, though, we know that a very small. So in academia, we can come up with all these amazing candidates, and they seem perfect. But once they go through the rigorous clinical testing before they can actually reach the general patient population, we know that a very small percentage makes it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it would be great if this decoy protein itself could be used. We think that would be wonderful. But I do think that even just the general idea that you can, if you could find something specific in these cells that cause joint damage, that would be a wonderful candidate to use in combination with conventional arthritis therapies. So basically, it's looking at a different way to target arthritis to complement what's already being done. Because like I said, there's nothing in the clinic that actually prevents these cells from degrading cartilage.
You know, we've talked about autoimmune disorders on the show ad infinitum, mm-hmm. because they're a big problem today. And we've had some of the most intelligent people doing work within the arena of autoimmune disorders on the show over the years. And what I've come away with it from it in a layman's sense is that autoimmune disorders are when something shows up in the body that isn't supposed to be there, but it also resembles something that should be there. And this innocent bystander effect occurs where the body, in doing its job and eradicating this rogue offender, also says, wow, that tissue looks strangely like it, and attacks it as well. Mm-hmm. And obviously, giving the body more of, for instance, we talked about before chondroitin sulfate as a donor to this process, and you indicate that, yeah, but it also has some inflammatory effects that we don't know that we want to start duplicating that what other drugs people are using in eradicating inflammation. And then this comes along, and this also has some effect in that area as well. And I'm looking for a way where we can, I guess what I'm looking for is, how do we leverage this information as lay people right now, while biologics are working on coming up with a heparin sulfate donor? There's got to be ways to introduce heparin sulfate into the body, maybe through natural alternatives. I'm looking at different, apparently it's found in certain bovine tissue, including cartilage from bovine as well.
So at least in our system, what we'd want, basically in our system, we want something to compete with heparin sulfate. So you wouldn't want to be supplementing with more heparin sulfate. Like I said, I do know that, you know, people will use chondroitin sulfate.
Right.
The thing is, it's not, it hasn't been proven exactly what it's doing.
Yeah.
So that's why usually, you know, you wouldn't see a doctor prescribing it. We don't know exactly what's happening. There's been studies, but they have not been completely conclusive that they're actually doing something beneficial. So unfortunately,
I understand entirely. Until the research is done, I mean, it's doing something, but we don't know what it is, and we also don't know what else it's doing that we don't want. Like, for instance, in the case of heparin sulfate, it seems to have some effects on vascular endothelial growth factors that may or may not, we may not be good. Fibroblast growth factors that affect the nervous system. Interleukin 8. So obviously, all these things have to be studied even before heparin sulfate is able to be a therapeutic aid, right?
Exactly. So that's the thing. Often you can have a natural supplement that people, you know, say, hey, this is working for me. But unfortunately, for the scientific and medical community, for things to be accepted, they have to go through these very long, long processes. So it's really hard, even though they might be working for people, it's very hard for the community to endorse them until all of these safety checks have been, you know, they've gone through all these checks.
So in that vein, what do you hope people take away from this most recent research?
Really, I think it kind of gives new hope. I feel like we do have really great therapies for rheumatoid arthritis, but I'm sure some patients might feel that it's kind of going in circles. They're targeting the same things. People still get relapses. The more you give them, they're probably going to start being more prone to viral infections because their immune system is being decreased. And it seems to be attacking it from the same angle over and over. What I think is really exciting is now we're changing angles. We're saying, okay, let's leave the immune system alone. Let's find something that actually targets the cells that are causing joint damage. Because really, when somebody goes to their doctor, it's because their joints hurt. On their x-rays, they're losing joint tissue, and that's really what causes the symptoms that cause patients to go see their doctor and need help. So why not try to target these cells? Because right now, they're kind of left alone.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree completely. Listen, I want to thank you so much for making time to come on the show to talk about this.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, take care.
Okay.
All right, so there you have it. More research needs to be done, but it looks like there is a decoy protein out there that may show up in the biologics community before long. In the meantime, I like the idea that chondroitin sulfate works. We don't know why it works, but I do like the idea that it works. And also, anything that has N-acetyl-D-glucosamine D-glucuronic acid in it, which produces hyaluronic acid, may also break down and produce heparin sulfate. So more to the story, no doubt about it. But some of the naturally occurring supplements out there may provide some benefits while we're waiting. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Coach Wade Johnson about how the combination or hybrid approach of powerlifting and Olympic lifting may be right what is needed to help a strongman competitors train. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Have you tried Carbolin yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbolin, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbolin is the answer. Carbolin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbolin right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbolin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbolin.com. GetCarbolin.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's ultimate stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back.
That was a good drum break.
Where's that? That's a mashup by Public Enemy and Beck. How do you like that one? Okay, how do you like this? What if one of the overlooked approaches to training for strongman is a combination of powerlifting and Olympic lifting? My co-host, Coach Wade Johnson, is joining us. How you doing, Coach Johnson?
Oh, I'm great. Good to be with you, Carl.
And this is a special edition of the Get Strong Show. And this is really interesting to me because you have always been a proponent of, you know, if you're going to bench press, get under the bar. But sometimes you can have different styles of training contribute to the specific training that you're working on, right?
Yeah, that's correct. What we found as I have continued to branch out, working with different types of athletes, everything about me primarily has been powerlifting as long as you've known me and longer. But as I expand what I, you know, what I've done competitively and the type of athletes that are coming to me both in my gym and online, we've had to expand and develop things, that we felt were beneficial, you know, for the athlete. And,
how does a typical strongman competitor train for strongman events? Do they train just like we do in powerlifting, but just every day it just is stones and yokes and stuff like that?
I would not call myself on an authority on how they train. I have a basic grasp in. A lot of it is they do certain types of strength training and dynamic training with weights, you know, like a power lifter would, and this is very, very simplified. But then they do have days, sometimes one, sometimes two. It all depends on the athlete. And again, I'm way oversimplifying. They'll have a day or two of event, training as well. So it varies from person to person, and a lot of instances is dictated simply to what implements are available to the athlete. That's where you have to get real creative. In the old days, it was like, you know, I was the only guy around that had a monolift, and it's the same difference with the implements. Many times an athlete they just don't have access to all the implements. So we have to be a little bit creative with what we do, so they can train for the events as specifically as possible.
So talk about how you've got some athletes that are training for strongman events and you're using powerlifting and Olympic lifting to help move them along. Give me a snapshot.
Well,
go on. I'm sorry.
One of the things we do, is there's a lot of pulling, a lot of grip, and a lot of pressing in strongman in one form
right.
or another. And
right.
again, excuse me, the idea is to keep this as basic and as simple as we possibly can, because most athletes are going to do some type of implement training, and you can quickly beat an athlete up, or they will simply overtrain. My experience with training the implements is it's very, very awkward, versus, a barbell or, for powerlifting and even Olympic lifting, because the lifts are very, very controlled. With the implements, they can be very awkward and they can be unruly. And so you have to be very, very careful with how you train. And what I've learned through my experience and in working with other guys is we try to be very, very careful not trying to do the event weights. And what I mean by that, they're with a contest, say for instance, they'll have a max log attempt. You clean it and then you press it for a single rep. We try to be careful, just like peaking for, a weightlifting event or a powerlifting event. We try to be real, real careful not to train too heavily all the time, because there's several events. So a quick snapshot, let's say that this particular athlete can only have access to the log once a month. We will do several different types of conditioning with a barbell, whether it be with strict pressing or push presses, and then we'll do a lot of Olympic type movements where it'll be cleans from the floor, hanging cleans, jerks from a rack, and things of that nature. So it's very much an Olympic type workout. And then we work on aspects in the same session versus, what we've done traditionally with powerlifting. We'll do some dynamic work on the front end and vary it with heavy work on the back end. Now that's a very basic and simple type of template, but it's worked very well because again, they're trying to train heavy, but we also have to do, we have to as closely mimic what they're going to do with an implement.
Do you do any strongman lifting yourself?
I haven't probably for the last 6 to 8 months because there's been such a focus on the Olympic lifting. We compete, as a matter of fact, we leave Wednesday for Savannah. We have another Olympic, the World Cup is in August, but in that, as I fight all these injuries and nicks and scrapes, I want to start doing a little bit of implement training very lightly on the weekend, because another goal of mine is I would like to qualify for Masters Nationals in strongman. So I have several of the implements, and we do certain things. We'll go out and flip a tire for conditioning, and I have the logs are inside the gym. So we have several implements, and we use different things just as a matter of conditioning.
How heavy is that tire that you're flipping?
I've got two tires. One is roughly 450, and the other one is between 550 and 600 pounds. We don't have an accurate way to weigh it, but we just always call it 550 just for the sake of training.
And is that, I've never flipped a tire. I've wanted to. So, a 450-pound tire, you're not lifting the 450 pounds. You're lifting half of it, right?
Right. You're flipping it, yes. Yeah, you pick it up, push it down, the length of the tire, and then, and repeat that. And a lot of times what we'll do, and this is the way we did it, again, so because the flipping the tire, for me, because I'm not a great natural deadlifter, I worked really hard to get to the pull that I eventually did. I'm not great, at pulling. So it's a very awkward movement, and it's a very, very hard movement on the biceps. So we try to be careful. So we don't train with a super heavy tire all the time, but we'll do speed work. We'll do like a set of five flips, maybe three sets or something like that, and really work on technique and work on being fast and being speedy but maintaining very, very good form. So we don't train it very heavy very often.
And that's got to get you huffing and puffing, right?
It's something that is very different. We think cardio, we think, the traditional machines, a treadmill, a bike. I use recumbent bikes a lot, and we recently bought a Concept 2 rower for the gym. And that's a whole different world for me too, if you can imagine my big fanny on one of those little rowers. But this type of movements were like farmer's walks or super yoke where, and it's just short, you know, it's not long burst. You know, flipping a tire for five reps is generally nowhere near the length that you're going to do the tire flip event. Same thing with farmer's walk. A lot of times they'll have a turn, maybe two turns, or they'll go in a triangle movement, but we'll do short, you know, 40 to 50 feet with one turn and come back and try to do it as quickly as we can. And again, that way we're just not absolutely killing ourselves. But the cardio work, it's amazing at how much work you can get in a very short period of time without training super heavy.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come right back with Coach Wade Johnson. We're talking about combining powerlifting and Olympic lifting as a another method of helping with strongman training. Go ahead and plug your websites, Coach Johnson.
You can reach me on Facebook. The Ogre Compound, which is our gym, is on Facebook. I can always be reached via email. There's two, supersquat800@yahoo.com. and teamogre@outlook.com, and then you can look at weightliftingdiscussion.com, and there's a private forum on there as well.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
You need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. Today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is a special episode of the Get Strong Show with my co-host, Coach Wade Johnson. Coach, do you think that we're starting to realize that cross-training in strength and conditioning may be better than just doing the lifts that you're going to be competing in?
I think it depends on the athlete and the endeavor and what their level of ability, you know, what where they're at in their development. I think a blending is probably overall is going to be a stronger base. For me in powerlifting, me focusing on the big three and some very specific assistance, it worked well for me. You heard me mention Jennifer Milliken last week. She really likes to do a broad array of exercises when she's training. And, you know, even though that's not something that I would generally prescribe, the way she's responded has been really, really good. You know, would I suggest that for everyone? Absolutely not. But Jennifer's also, you know, she, not only is she extremely gifted, but she's also very, very advanced. And so she's well in tune with what she'll respond to. You know, where other people, you know, you do the bare minimum and they respond well to that. And I've used Steve Goggins, as an example. I've seen Steve, you know, do some of the craziest things in training. And, you know, I he's one of those guys that, you know, could do calf raises and shoulder shrugs and it would help his deadlift.
Right.
It's just how in tune he is with his lifting and with his body. So I think it comes down to a very, very individualized situation. But I think with, you know, using a broad stroke, I think all of us could use, you know, some where you're blending certain types of training. And I'm going to give you a great example. This kind of kills two birds with one stone. We have a friend of Melissa and I's and that has been a member of the gym, Kristen Raffet, is a CrossFit athlete. And she came to me by suggestion of another CrossFit box owner who also does competitive weightlifting to come to me to work. Her big downfall with her CrossFit has been her strength and her power. So she spent probably 4 or 5 months with us, and I think the dividends have paid off. I'm not taking credit for the results. She and her team, she is on Rich Fronning's team out of Cookeville. And, you know, everybody in the CrossFit world and basically in the strength world knows who Rich Fronning is.
Yeah.
And, they won the regionals. I want to say it was the Central Region. I'm not, Melissa could tell you a lot better than me, but, you know, Kristen is part of that six-person team where it's three women and three guys. And, you know, it's getting to the point what you're seeing, as an example, we wanted to congratulate, Kristen is one of the reasons why I brought that up.
Good.
They're going on to the CrossFit Games. But what you're seeing is not unlike, like an MMA fighter. They don't have an MMA coach. They have a boxing coach. They have a wrestling coach. They have a jiu-jitsu coach.
A Muay Thai coach. Right, exactly.
All of this stuff. And so what you're finding out is, you know, a lot of these CrossFit people, they have an Olympic coach who here in town happens to be my Olympic coach, and a lot of them consult me for strength work and other people as well. So, you know, there's definitely an advantage, I think, to having a blend, you know, especially if your endeavor is strongman and CrossFit and things of that nature. And what we've also found is, the Olympic athletes, the Olympic lifting athletes that have a good base with strength become better Olympic lifters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that Osmond has told me, because my frustration, anybody that watches my videos, is that I'm not as technically advanced as most of the other lifters that I compete against. But because of my power, and because of all the years of powerlifting training, there's some of that I can overcome simply because I'm so much stronger and more powerful. So there is definitely an advantage of there being a blend of training, but it has to be molded to suit whatever your endeavor is.
Yes, you can't just say to somebody, oh, you want to be a better powerlifter, you have to start doing CrossFit and you have to start doing strongman.
Right. Yeah, and it's just, again, I'm still very, very strong and adamant about training specificity. You really have to be specific with what you want to do, but, you know, strength is where you find it, and you've heard me say that many times before,
right?
Because a lot of people look at things, you know, like the shrugs that we do, the specialty shrugs, or you go back a few years before what Louis Simmons was doing, and, you know, a lot of people would consider that unconventional, you know, in the days of the original West Side,
right,
barbell, you know, the doing box squats or using accommodating resistance, and probably one of the first people that ever really used accommodating resistance was Alexia. You know, he'd do those clean and jerks in a pool of water, you know, that was chest deep. I mean, which is insanity, but you can't argue with the guy's results, you know. So one of those, I think the thing that we have to do as we advance in training, there's not a whole lot of new stuff out there, but the way that we approach it and the way that we teach it and the way that we blend it, that in and of itself is definitely new. So we're finding different ways to do the same thing and become more productive. And again, I'm way oversimplifying, you know, but by and large, you're seeing more and more people do different things than what we've done traditionally to get a better result.
I want to start training on the planet Jupiter because it has five times the gravity of Earth, and then I'll come back here and I'll be an animal. Okay, we have to take a break on that stupid comment by me, but, you know, a little humor once in a while. And we're going to be right back with more of Coach Wade Johnson. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is actually a special episode of the Get Strong Show with my co-host, Coach Wade Johnson. I want to throw something at you for a second, a little shameless pimping. You have been using Carbolin for how long now?
Probably about a month.
And what are your thoughts?
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Do you really?
What we have found, here's what I found, because I have a guy that trains his client base out of my gym, the Yoder compound. His name is Kevin Moody. Very smart, very good lifter. He calls his business Stronger, Faster Fitness. And I had him and a few of his clients try it. And one of the things that he said, because I just want it to work. I'm not going to go, this is what I felt. I'm going to feel good or I'm not going to feel good on
right.
it. And that's really what I'm going to go with. It's very basic and very simple. But something that he said really rang true with me and as well with Melissa is he goes, with other pre-workouts, especially things that are stimulant-based, if I have a long session, and sometimes we do, you know, so especially if we're in gear, you know, you're in a session for 2.5 hours, sometimes 3 hours. What he said is that there was no, all of a sudden, you had this energy boost, you felt good, and then you crashed. There was a very prolonged level of energy, and so you didn't have the sugar crash.
Right.
The other thing for me is, does it blend well? You know, because here's the thing. If it tastes like crap, you're not going to use it. I don't care if it's magic. If
right.
you hate how it tastes, 99 out of 100 people, well, they just won't use it.
Right.
So the fact that it's pleasant tasting, we have no stomach issues, and that's always a concern, no stomach issues. And then there's this no gigantic, you know, drop off all at once, like you're great for an hour. And then all of a sudden it's gone, and now, you know, in the midst of a grueling, especially for me, the Olympic sessions, you know, now you're struggling and just trying to get through.
Right.
And so I can't even begin to tell you how excited I am about the products, because, and I'll tell you why. One of the things that I'm trying to do is, I've gotten myself where I will drink an energy drink sometimes twice a day, and I know how bad that is for
right.
me. It's just,
right.
but it's like, you know, sometimes coffee's not enough. You know, when you get up at 4:30 and you know the day's going to go till 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, you know, and a lot of times my feet have to, you know, hit the ground running.
Right.
And so we're finding, you know, this has been a good alternative. I still drink coffee, but I'm probably only drinking a cup, maybe two cups a day. And part of that is Melissa's fault because she buys really expensive and really good coffee, but I digress. But we have both found, you know, that this has been a great alternative to having to have something that stimulates
us.
Yeah. Because
what flavors do you have? What flavor caramel?
The two that Dr. Galini sent me were fruit punch and orange. And I've got an email to one of his guys. It looks like I'm going to become a distributor. I want to have it, you know, readily available for everyone in the gym.
Good.
And there's some other ones, you know, that I'm really excited to try. But you know, for me, those types of drinks, anything citrus, I'm generally good with.
Quest makes the best peanut butter flavored protein powder. It's actually a combination of whey and micellar casein. Not calcium caseinate, which is crap and quite frankly is just, a non-dairy creamer. And when you mix that with the berry flavored carbolin, it tastes like you're drinking a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I swear. It's so good.
Boy.
It's so
good. That'd be
terrible. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's so damn good.
I everyone knows I use a multitude of supplements and a lot of them are far removed from the typical muscle head kind of magazine supplement. But this is something that I'm really excited about. You know, the big thing for me is it's not a stimulant, which I don't, you know, don't get me wrong. You know, if I'm competing, I like feeling like the skin of my scalp's going to peel off, but that I would never tell anybody to do that. That's
right.
What I do.
Right.
But, you know, that's never good for day in and day out training that I did for a lot of my career. You know, now as I turn 50, you know, it's like I need to pay attention to what I'm doing. And this is something that is a great energy boost. I don't feel bad. I don't get a sugar crash, you know, and I don't feel so full. Like after training, you know, we'll eat something healthy and I'm not so full of liquid and everything
right.
that I can't eat.
Yeah.
So it's just something that I am very excited about and we feel, you know, everybody feels very strongly about. I'm repeating myself, but I'm very excited about this.
Good, good, good. All right, so let's talk more about, do you think looking back, had you trained differently, you could have done anything better than you already did when you were peaking as a power lifter?
Hypothetically, yes. I think had I maintained some of the dynamic training, and not just as it related to powerlifting, I think that would have helped me with my conditioning, especially when I was really large. I think had I just practiced the Olympic lifts and kept it light, and the reason why I quit doing the training when I focused on totaling 2400 is I know me. You know, my mindset was very different than it is now. I couldn't have gone in there and go, I'm going to do five snatches at 50, 60 kilos, and I'll do, you know, five at 60 to 70 kilos and just really work on form and being dynamic, and I'll use that as part of my auxiliary training. I'd get in there and I'd feel good at 60, well, let's do 70, you know, and so forth. But I think had I been a little more disciplined, having, you know, some of the dynamic and ballistic training would have probably helped my conditioning and made me a better lifter on meet day. But again, I mean, my mindset was very different than it is now.
Do you think that the average trainee should start to expand more into Olympic lifts, even if they have to go very, very light to get the form down, as opposed to just, you know, bench press on Monday, deadlift on Tuesday, you know, squat on Wednesday, take a day off?
Well, what I'm finding is that the better rounded the lifter is, the better prepared they are come competition day. And I think overall, there's not a lot of people out there that will get that single-mindedness that I had, you know, throughout the peak years of my career. You know, a lot of these guys that I train online, and they're good athletes. You know, we live in a different era. You know, you and I come from here's a great analogy. When we were growing up and we would watch TV, there was no remote control. Hell, generally there wasn't even a color TV in the house. It was black and white. And you had three, maybe four channels, maybe five, you know, and it was VHF, UHF, and sometimes if you dialed that dial just right, you might be able to get one of those, you know, voodoo channels that had some sort of, you know, Japanese cartoon on it.
Right,
it was very rare.
Right.
And so that was the, you know, if you wanted to watch something, you know, you sat there and you watched it.
And if you wanted to change it, you had to get up,
you had to get up and change it.
Right.
Well, now I won't even get, if I can't find a remote, I won't even watch TV. It makes me so mad.
That's so funny.
And, you know, so we live in a day and age now to where it's not just the color TV that, you know, has, you know, 1,000 channels. We have, generally there's a laptop somewhere in someone's lap and you have your phone and, or, you know, a pad of some sort. So there's all these, you know, different types of stimulation going on at the same time. And so things that I would never have done during my career, you know, a lot of athletes want to do them. So it's finding a balance where, because I don't want to be the guy that says, just do this because I say so. You know, I need to be able to explain myself. But by the same token, you know, you want to keep the lifter happy. If it's something that they, you know, you don't want them to do something just because they enjoy it. You want their training to be, you know, a benefit. You know, so I'm learning as I have, you know, continued to expand my horizons as an athlete, you know, that having some of that variety is good for them. Not everyone's going to have that single-mindedness that I'm going to do I know if I do these things and these things only, it will get me to this point. Not everybody thinks like that. And what I've found is not many think like that. So, you know, in the age that we live in, you know, stimulation is as important as the training.
Yeah, I have not endeavored any type of Olympic lifting up to this point. And you know, I mean, I used to do overhead presses. I stopped because my shoulders started to bother me. But it was probably because I was just moving too fast in the weight because of my ego. You know, and I saw a guy this morning, and he had two 25-pound plates on a bar, and he was doing clean and jerks and presses and stuff like that. And I thought, you know, if I left my ego home, I could come in and do that and probably benefit from it.
No, I completely agree. A buddy of mine, Eric Smith, who has sponsored me, helped send me to my first world meet. He would load up, now he's a big, strong guy. He would load up 225 after he had deadlifted and done some leg work and lat work and shrug work. And he would do like three sets of 10 and just do a hanging clean, you know, not unlike what you see with CrossFit people,
right,
where they do the hanging clean to the chest and right back down. He'd strap himself in and he'd do three sets of 10. And I couldn't argue with the guy. His cardio was good. He was lean. You know, he's one of those guys. He owns, I assume he still owns it. He has a cigarette boat. You know, that's the super long race type boats that I won't even get in the boat with him. I think he's crazy. You know, that goes like 100 plus miles an hour.
On the water.
You know, so 100
plus
miles
an hour on the water
Your
teeth are rattling.
You know, I like to be in the John boat that has a trolling motor and I can just fish a little bit or I can float.
Right.
I don't
want to
go 100 miles an hour on the water. You know, so he's my age. He's probably a few years older and always looks fit. You know, and let's be honest, even as a, you know, a young 40-year-old doing a set of 10 with 225 in the hanging clean, not everybody in the gym can do that.
No.
And, you know, so it made him athletic. It kept him, and this is something we always talk about, it always keeps him supple, not flexible.
Right.
It keeps him supple, you know. So,
okay, so here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to take our last break, and when we come back, I'd like you to think about this during the break. If I was going to, or anybody out there was going to add just one Olympic lift to their routine each week, what would it be and what day should they be doing it? Back day, leg day, you know what I'm saying? Just think about that, and let's come back and we'll do that, because maybe more of us need to start breaking into this this newfangled Olympic lifting thing. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
One-two punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Have you tried Carbaline yet?
It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is a special edition of the Get Strong Show. I have to apologize to the listeners, Coach Johnson.
Oops.
Well, remember what I said to you when I got you on the phone and I was real abrupt and I said, I got to get off the phone because I have to finish my meal, remember?
Right.
Well, there was occasions while you were talking that I was finishing my meal and there were occasions when I forgot to press the mute button on my microphone. And so I've been accused of chewing gum on the air. And it wasn't gum. It was a rice cake. It was two rice cakes and an apple that I was finishing because I got my protein powder down.
Now that I know that it's food, it's perfectly acceptable.
You know, I mean, it's like, I'm sorry. You know what? I'm working so hard to do all the things that I need to do to
right.
squeeze all the benefits out of the work that I do in the gym.
Sure.
And I can't miss meals anymore. I mean, I've got to get serious. And so my meal was due at 12:30 today. I got Coach Johnson on the phone. I says, okay, I'm going to put you on hold because I got to finish this meal in like 10 seconds. Well, it didn't work. I didn't get it finished. And so I was eating it while we were still talking. So there you go.
All good, brother.
I'm sorry. Anyway, okay. So if I was going to add just one Olympic lift, what day would I do it on? You know, assuming that I have a back day, a chest day, a shoulder day, or chest and shoulder day, a leg day, and what would the move be?
Probably what I would suggest is just the general power clean. And honestly, it can be done on any number of days, but I would do it either, I would do it on, if you have to be specific, if time is an issue and things of that nature, I would do it probably on my deadlift day or my, squat day. And, that is just going to be a good general overall movement. You don't have to press it overhead. It's something that we use a lot in Olympic lifting. It's something we use a lot just in general training athletes. And we use it a lot with strongman training. And so I think that's, if you're going to have to pick one, for me, that would be the best one. It's going to teach you to, you know, to be dynamic and be explosive. But, you know, the big thing I find with Olympic lifting is not how fast I can do it, which is crucial, but is my coordination. As my coordination gets better, I become a better, Olympic lifter. And I think that's the big thing that you see in all, it's something that we don't talk about in strongman and especially powerlifting is the coordination of the lift. We talk about form and getting it right, and then we move on. And so that's where some of the benefit of the Olympic lifting, especially the coaching that I've gotten, and then as I get asked to help people with certain types of training, that coordination becomes one of the bigger issues. And it's one thing to have good form doing something. I'll give you a classic example. Melissa can do all of the drills for snatch work. She can pull from the floor. She can do it from hanging. She can do it from the second and third position. And I'm throwing a lot of terminology that's
right.
probably not going to make some sense to some people. She can do all those things. Snatch balance, you know, behind the neck, types of jerks with a snatch grip. But where she struggles is the coordination coming from the floor during the full lift.
Mm.
And so that's one of those things where I think it would teach great coordination, stronger legs, stronger back, but by and large, being more dynamic, more athletic, but more than anything is better coordination. And it's one of those things where if you're in that mindset of being better coordinated with your lifting, that generally transfers to the other lifts as well.
And the lift, again, is the?
Power clean.
And if you had to describe the power clean to somebody without them having to go to YouTube, how would you describe it?
You'd be in a deadlift position,
right.
Double overhand. I like the legs to be about shoulder, just a little less than shoulder width. This is for me, you know, this is what I generally teach.
Yeah, because your shoulders are 6 feet wide.
So. Right. So again, you know, it's that foot placement where it's just a very, very comfortable standing position.
Right.
And then we use double overhand and get into basically your deadlift position, but we'll be a little higher in the pocket. The shoulders actually will be a little over the bar, out in front of the bar, and as you stand up, you're not pulling with the hands, you're pulling with the entire body. As you come to a lockout in the deadlift position, you're pulling back on the heels, you do a ballistic shrug, and the weight almost becomes weightless. And then you roll the wrist, push the elbows up, and the bar lands on top of the shoulders and chest. And that's about as simple as I can make it.
And it stops
but
there.
You don't have to catch it in a full squat position. The power clean is in a standing position. You're just going to, let's say, just give it a little bit of a deep curtsy to catch it, and then that's going to be the extent of it. And then the weight goes back down.
Now, if you're starting out, so you really do need bumper plates. I can see why you need bumper plates now. I was thinking, well, if I start out with 25 pounds on each side, I'm going to be way down, but my gym does have bumper plates, so that's what I'm.
Well, you are, or do you, if you don't have bumper plates, start light. Start with a bar, or start with a broomstick or PVC. We keep PVC for stretching, and the very first thing that I do when I go to the Olympic gym is I warm my shoulders and arms up a little bit, and I'm stretching with PVC, and I'm doing the ballistic movements with the PVC, just to get everything rolling. But I mean, you don't have to. And the variation that you can do with the power clean is do what they call a hanging power clean, and you can do it just below the knee, just dip below, squat below the knee, and come right back up. Mm-hmm. And you can do drills. We do a lot of drills with the bar just for the conditioning. You know, so that's something that you can do. You can use it as an auxiliary movement on a day that you're not doing your whatever your specific training is.
Have you had to work on wrist flexibility as you started to get into power, into Olympic wrestling, or did that come naturally for you?
Well, the thing that I struggle with, and again, if you watch any of the videos, is all of my training, because my entire career I've been a power lifter, the bar is always deep in my hands. Mm-hmm. When we do overhead pressing and push pressing, it's always in a position of power. So I've never paid attention until I started training it full time to where I have to learn how to let that bar roll to the back of my fingers a little bit versus being so deep in my hand. I don't always do a very good job with that. It's really about the coordination of the clean. If I can get it on my chest in the hole or the squat position, anything I can clean, I'll put overhead. But it's one of those things where I'm still learning. It's not the flexibility as much as it is the coordination. I still pull a little too much with my arms and hands, and not enough. And then I feel like I got to pull it up so high.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm still working on, and then it continues to get better. But flexibility, the problem for me is that because I'm a 50-year-old lifter that has spent, you know, over 20 years being a competitive power lifter, is the size of my upper arm versus the size of my forearm. There's just so much biomechanically that's going to happen there. I'm never going to be able to push my elbows as sky high as you see, the real Olympic guy.
Right, right.
Just because, you know, of the way my arms and forearms are developed, even though I don't pull and bench and curl the amount of weight that I used to, you know, just years of the type of training, you know, has left me with big upper arms and big forearms, and it's not something that's going to go away. So for a 50-year-old, I'm really flexible, but I have not put the cord. I still want that bar in my hands, you know, because it's what I've known my entire career.
Right.
So I'm still learning how to catch it, you know, better and better, because I think I'm perfectly capable of clean and jerking in the mid-300s. The power is there, but the technique and the coordination are not.
You know, I tried to do clean and jerks years ago when Jeff Rui still had Powerhouse Gym here in town.
Right.
And I just remember my wrists. I mean, it was like almost painful to catch the bar up by my shoulders and have my elbows out and have my wrists just tweaked all the way back like that. I mean, it was painful.
Well, and that comes back to what I was talking about. That's probably where the placement of the bar is in your hands, and there's a couple of drills that we do. As if you have access to boxes, jerk boxes, or even a squat rack, what you learn to do is, let's say you're front squatting and you're going moderately heavy.
Mm-hmm.
In between sets, you can do like a set of five where you just get under the bar and you make sure the bar is on your chest or on top of the shoulders and chest, like it would rest in a real clean position.
Right.
And just put the weight on the back of the fingers a little bit. Stand up, put it down. you know, and just repeat that motion, and you would be surprised at how much that will help. To the point, I've done it to the point now where I no longer front squat with the crossed arm grip. I use a clean grip. Now, there's times it hurts. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. You know, but I've gotten to the point where it was last, not this past Saturday, the Saturday before, I'd not been able to front squat. I just due to time, and I hadn't since I had had the cellulitis. And so I used a clean grip, and I paused 4:15 in the hole, a two count, and came right back up. So it's one of those things that you got to put the time in, and don't be too aggressive. Mm. Be very, very gradual. You can create some flexibility by using it, you know, using that grip in your front squat if you do front squat, or setting it up like an auxiliary day and just a moderate weight. Learn how to hold your, because you're using your body and not your hands. That's where the wrist pain comes in and the bicep pain, because we pull too much in the clean and the snatch with our arms, and then we catch it in our hands and not on our chest and shoulders.
I'm doing Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday off, Thursday and Friday, Saturday and Sunday off right now just because it's summertime. And I'm not right. training arms anymore. Normally I would have trained arms on Friday, but I'm still recovering from a bicep tear, and it's getting right. better. But, you know, it's going to take some time before I start doing any real arm work. My triceps are the major portion of my arms anyway. I don't have to do that. I'm thinking that maybe Friday will be some sort of Olympic lifting day.
Be just, again, use a piece of PVC, and if the gym doesn't have it, you can go to just about any type of hardware type store, Home Depot, Lowe's, and they'll have half inch and three quarter inch sections of pipe in 5 foot sections. Grab a couple of those, it's real cheap, and keep them handy, and just stretch, you know, and mimic those movements.
Right.
You know, and if anyone is interested in it, then I'll create a couple of videos, and then there's places to reference that, you know, to look at those types of movements. But you can use a broomstick or just a barbell. You know, you don't have to start heaving it, you know, with a bunch of weight.
Right.
And the rule of thumb that I've always had is when you add something new, when you're doing something that you don't typically do, start super light and be gradual over the first few weeks that you're doing the movement. I always say give yourself 4 weeks before you put any sizable weight on any type of movement.
And really, if those of you are interested in seeing some videos, Coach Johnson puts them out all the time. We can give him some direction. Send an email to supersquat800@yahoo.com and let him know that you would like to see these videos, and I'm sure he'll start putting them up on Facebook.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Good discussion, and really, I think that for the first time, I'm really going to start considering I'm going to start adding Olympic lifting to my training.
The big thing that I would tell everybody moving forward is, don't think I have to be an Olympic lifter. I'm using an Olympic movement to help whatever endeavor
right.
I am athletically, or just being in better shape. It's just a good movement for coordination. Don't try to be an Olympic lifter unless that's your endeavor. Otherwise, it is a very simple training movement. Keep it super light, you know, and focus on doing the movement versus trying to lift a bunch of weight. Execute the movement, not lift a bunch of weight.
Sounds good. Coach Johnson, thanks for being on the show today.
Always great to be with you. Thanks for having
me.
We'll
talk soon. And we want to also thank Dr. Karen Moody from the La Jolla.
Hey, Carl.
Yes, please.
I could just real quickly, I wanted to wish, believe this or not, my son Wes and his wife Joni, today is their second wedding anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
So just a congratulation to those guys. Sorry about that.
But sorry. When are they going to make you a papa?
You know, I don't know that is something that they have planned at this point.
Well, wait a minute. Did you plan it?
Oh, no.
I sure as hell didn't plan it. Who plans it?
No. But it's one of those things where, you know, he's got a lot going on, and she's, you know, a veterinary doctor, and, you know, they're trying to buy a house and get that started.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those things that once they get the house, once they settle into that kind of thing in their own place, you know, then we might, you know, see that happen. But, you know, I would, of course, would love it, you know, but it's one of those things where I want them, you know, if they have the opportunity to plan it and be ready, you know, as much as anyone can be.
No, I think that's smart if that's what they're doing. That really is.
Yeah, at this point. But hopefully sooner than later, I'll put it that way.
Also, thanks to Dr. Karen Moody from the La Jolla Allergy and Immunology Center for talking about this novel decoy protein, heparin sulfate, that could be the answer to the cartilage degeneration seen in rheumatoid arthritis and probably in general arthritis as well. And don't forget, I mean, she did say chondroitin sulfate works. They just don't know why, so they can't recommend it. But, hey, chondroitin sulfate works. Glucosamine works. Hyaluronic acid works. All these things work in helping to restore chondrocytes and in joints. So don't wait for the research to come out. Keep taking your glucosamine and chondroitin. Coach Johnson, thanks for being on today. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks so much, Carl.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. We'll see you then.